Have you ever known anyone to sin a sin that you couldn't be tempted to sin? You could be tempted, couldn't you? Whenever I think about that, there are a few sins that I think I could never be tempted to commit because they're so bizarre. But certainly in the main, we are all temptable, right? And so whenever you go to someone, shouldn't it be with a sense that, hey, I really do understand what you have gone through, right? I understand that. I understand that. If Jesus could be in all points tempted like as we are, thus to be a faithful high priest, and he comes to us to discipline, chasten, reprove, and restore us with an understanding heart, certainly we who have actually fallen to sin, which he never did, should be able to understand those around us who have fallen too, right? So you come with understanding. You don't come lording it over them. By the way, the word looking to yourselves is a very strong verb. It means to carefully observe. Carefully observe your own self, lest you too be tempted. Don't you get to thinking that you're invulnerable to that. Take a good look at your own temptability and then go in gentleness. Remember in Matthew 12, 20, one of my favorite statements about Christ taken from the prophets, where it says, a bruised reed he will not break and smoking flax he will not extinguish. When the reed that was played by the shepherd that he made himself and punched the little holes in and played like a reed flute, when it got old, it began to bend. And once it was bent, the tone wouldn't go through, the air wouldn't go through, and it wouldn't make music, and so they would snap it and throw it away. And when the flax was only smoldering on the little oil lamp, a piece of flax would be floating in it, and when it got way down to the very bottom, it would just smolder and make smoke and not light. They would throw it away. The prophet said of the Messiah, when he comes, he will not break the bruised reed and he will not extinguish the smoking flax. The point is that when a person is bruised and when their candle is low, Jesus doesn't throw them away. That's the point. And that's the way we have to approach this process. We go to the believer struggling, and we, knowing our own temptability in a spirit of gentleness, we who are spiritual, considering our own weakness, in gentleness, reaffirming our love with an attitude of forgiveness, with a comforting spirit, lift that person up. That's our first responsibility.